This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Trump loyalist and political trickster Roger Stone has been sentenced in a case marked by an extraordinary move from Attorney General William Barr. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Stone is now facing 40 months in federal prison after being convicted last year of witness tampering, lying to Congress, and other charges. Justice Department prosecutors originally recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence, but Barr backed off that following complaints from President Trump. Judge Amy Berman Jackson said Stone merited a significant sentence, but said the 7 to 9 year recommendation was excessive. The 67-year-old Stone's lawyers asked for no prison time, citing his age, health, and lack of a criminal record. He's the sixth Trump associate or advisor convicted on charges stemming from the special counsel's Russia probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And President Trump expressed hope Roger Stone will get a new trial and exonerated. VOA's Steve Herman.
The president, speaking in Las Vegas to former prison inmates reentering society, said he hopes a judge will agree with him that Stone deserves a new trial because one of the jurors allegedly posted anti-Trump material on social media.
It's my strong opinion that the forewoman of the jury, the woman who was in charge of the jury, is totally tainted.
Trump added, he'll let the process play out for now, but at some point will decide whether to intervene using his presidential clemency powers. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
China's National Health Commission said Friday that the number of coronavirus infections increased again Thursday after declining in previous days. The commission said it had nearly 900 confirmed new cases of the virus, up from just under 400 Wednesday. The death toll in China has reached more than 2,200. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people gathered in Berlin and Germany for vigils to remember the victims of a mass shooting that left 9 people dead. The German president, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, says told those gathered at the site of the killings that the attack has left Germans speechless, sad, and angry.
Was geschehen ist, was hier heute Nacht in Hanau,
saying what happened here last night leaves us speechless. What happened is horrific because what has happened is what we all fear deeply, which is to lose loved ones. He's in Berlin, mourners gathered and lit candles at the Brandenburg Gate. A 43-year-old German who posted a manifesto calling for the complete extermination of many races or cultures in our midst shot and killed 9 people, foreign background, most of them Turkish, in an attack on a hookah bar and other sites in the Frankfurt suburb. He was later found dead at his home along with his mother, and authorities said they were treating the rampage as an act of domestic terrorism. The United Nations is very alarmed about the safety and protection of over 3 million civilians in Idlib and its surrounding areas in Syria. That's according to a spokesman telling New York on Thursday. According to the UN, hostilities are now approaching densely populated areas like Idlib. And the border crossing, which is among the highest concentration of displaced civilians in northwest Syria, and also serves as a humanitarian lifeline. A spokesman said that a massive cross-border operation in the northwest of the country is currently underway to assist civilians as their needs grow. The state of New Mexico is suing Google for allegedly collecting personal data generated by school children. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The lawsuit claims Google is using its education services package as a way to spy on the internet usage of children and their families. Attorney General Hector Balderas says tracking student data without parental consent is not only illegal under the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, it's also dangerous. He says Google is gathering physical locations, websites visited, videos watched, contact lists, and saved passwords. Google says the claim is wrong and that its G Suite for Education package allows schools to control account access and requires parental consent. A similar lawsuit was settled with the state of New York. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And Malaysia will implement a B30 biodiesel program in the transport sector by 2025 or even earlier, according to the Prime Minister on Friday. The policy will provide supporting measures, including the development of testing and research standards to facilities and facilitate the adoption of biodiesel with a 30% palm oil content. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.